Prior to the last game of the 1965 regular season, Chicago Bears rookie sensation Gale Sayers had 21 touchdowns, six he had scored 1 week earlier against the San Francisco 49ers. The Cleveland Browns' Jim Brown had 20 touchdowns. Now, this set up a most memorable final weekend of the regular season. The Browns edged the Cards 27-24, and Jim Brown got his 21st touchdown on a three-yard run. But it wasn't enough, because Sayers had number 22, and although the Bears lost 24-17 to Vikings, he now held the record, a record that would stand for 18 years until 1983, when John Riggins from the Washington Redskins scored 23. Now, an interesting footnote to that Browns-Cards game. In the second quarter, Brown and St. Louis Cardinals defensive end Joe Robb were involved in an altercation, and both were ejected from the game. It negated any chance Brown had of winning the scoring title. This week on From the Vault, we take a look back at a former Jets halfback that might have broken the record if not for an injury in 1967. Following the 1975 season, Emerson Boozer retired from pro football after a 10-year career. The man who was born on the nation's birthday and in the city where the Masters Golf Tournament is held, Augusta, Georgia, was a sixth-round draft choice from Maryland Eastern Shore in 1966.
It's Emerson Boozer, a running back with an unbelievable extra effort. Only a rookie, this man has a big future in pro football.
The 5'11", 195-pound running back was second in team rushing with 455 yards behind fullbacks Matt Snell, 644. The first-year halfback also scored five touchdowns. 1 year later, Boozer became the team's workhorse when starting fullback Snell went down with an injury in the opening game. After that opening loss to the Buffalo Bills, the Jets, in Week 2, defeated the Broncos 38-24, and Boozer scored three times. 1 week later, in front of 61,240 at Chase Stadium, he scored three more times, including a 49-yard touchdown pass from Joe Namath. 6 days later, on Saturday night, October 8th, Boozer made it eight touchdowns in three games with 2 7-yard touchdown runs, as the Jets made it three wins in a row, handing the eventual AFL champion Oakland Raiders their only loss in the 1967 season. 1 week later, in a wild contest, New York and the Houston Oilers finished in a 28-28 tie, with the Jets running back scoring twice more. The Jets improved their season record to 4 wins, 1 loss, and 1 tie the following week against the Dolphins in a 33-14 victory. Boozer's total now was at 12 and ahead of both Jim Brown's and Gale Sayers' record-setting pace 2 years earlier. 1 week later, in a 30-23 win over the Boston Patriots, number 32 made it 13 touchdowns in just 7 games before a knee injury the next week against the Chiefs ended his incredible season. His 10 rushing touchdowns was still enough to lead the league. Emerson Boozer played 10 years for the New York Jets, rushing for 5,135 yards while scoring a total of 64 touchdowns, with 13 coming in that incredible season of 1967.